You've seen it at bookstores and newsstands all over, but you probably didn't know that more than 800,000 people in every state in the Union and 42 countries worldwide enjoy an incredible magazine that just happens to be entirely devoted to North Carolina, people, places, history, and travel. It's Our State Magazine, celebrating 80 years of awe-inspiring photographs and fantastic stories. Our state's January issue is no exception, with The Secret to Good Snow Cream, Why Everyone's Listening to the Avett Brothers, How North Carolina Helped Neil and Buzz Go to the Moon, and more. Editor-in-Chief Elizabeth Hudson certainly has her finger on the pulse of our state. She stopped by to share her enthusiasm for what she does and what she's learned about her home state along the way.
It's always fun to do the first issue of the year. This one has on the cover a big bowl of snow cream, which is something that every Southerner who grew up here will remember making with just the least little hint of snow. You scrape a little bit. It's got to be the second snow, by the way. You can't do it from the first snow.
Oh, how about that?
The
snow tastes better the second?
Well, the snow is cleaner on the second go-around, so they say. So you always have to wait for that second snow.
I have been homesick for you.
The idea behind the January issue, we really wanted to create these stories that talked about these small things that started in North Carolina that have gotten big, things that really have just burst out of our own geographical boundaries and in some cases go international. We have pieces on the Avett Brothers, which is an extraordinary band from Concord, North Carolina. I believe they have the number 3 folk record. It's the category in the world. We have stories on Vala Simpson, an internationally recognized folk artist who makes these gigantic windmill structures that tower 50 feet in the air in Wilson, North Carolina. He'll find discarded road signs or just anything that he can rip apart and weld back together to create a whirligig where every piece of it moves according to the wind. I'm telling you, these structures are magnificent. And when you go out to his place in Wilson, you see these things just rising up out of the fields. He's, you know, kind of an outsider folk artist who really just taught himself how to do this. He's 94 years old. He's done a Smithsonian exhibit. People come from Russia to collect them. They're all over. You would never think that something like that exists right here. We have a story on Jockey's Ridge, the tallest sand dune on the East Coast, which is on the Outer Banks. You know, again, you think about something that just sort of started with a little tiny grain of sand and has grown and grown and grown into something that is massive, and nobody else has this. We have that right here. We've got stories about Morehead Planetarium in Chapel Hill and how Morehead was a training ground for nearly every astronaut all the way through the 70s. Neil, Buzz, you know, they all trained right here in North Carolina. Again, things people might not automatically know. Lots of good things.
Wow, lots of stuff. And you can hear much more great North Carolina stuff with Our State Magazine Editor-in-Chief Elizabeth Hudson this Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock during Triad Arts Weekend. The monthly's success has not gone unnoticed by the magazine industry's leading trade publication, Folio. Last year, Folio awarded Our State an Eddie Gold Award for the best fall issue in the regional consumer magazine category. You'll find the January issue at newsstands and bookstores. Find out what the Avett Brothers were up to before the major labels came knocking, growing up in Cabarrus County. Also, whirligigs, snow cream, and how North Carolina helped Neil and Buzz go to the moon. You'll find plenty of awe-inspiring photography to go along with our state's lively stories as well. And there's a link to our state on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.